The Aboriginal community in Australia, an unpopular group, a marginalised group, a group powerless and largely voiceless, their rights don't count for anything in mainstream Australia.
Let me abbas go loose, Lou. Let me abbas go loose. They're of no further use, Lou. So let me abbas go loose.
The 1967 referendum came about in the context of broad social change, not only within Australia, but also around the world. Don't forget that the Korean War and the Vietnam War was being strongly opposed by many left-leaning people. And the media in Australia also was much more critical of the way governments were treating Aborigines then than they are now.
1788 down Sydney Cove, first boat people land, and they say, sorry boys, our gain's your loss, we're gonna steal your land. And if you break our new British law, for sure you're gonna hang. Work your life like our convicts, with the chain on your neck and hands. And they taught us, oh, black woman, thou shalt not steal. Hey, yeah, black man, thou shalt not steal. We're gonna civilize black barbaric life, teach you how to kneel. Hey, yeah, black man, thou shalt not steal.
In the last 15 years or so, where very little has happened, we have governments now who are less interested in fighting for or doing anything for Aboriginal people. The media is more critical of Aborigines than it is of the racist practices and the disadvantage that Aboriginal people suffer. If there was a 1967 referendum held in 1996, it would likely be a failure. Before 1967, there was only a grassroots black movement with no funds, very little organisation, and people did it hard. Governments were disinterested and the media wasn't that interested. That's what we've got in 2007, 40 years later.